Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. We explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, relationships, spiritual, mental, physical, disabilities, and many more interesting topics. My name is Tom Tutal Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor, also a regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. And in March of 2012, I spoke at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra. I'm also speaking at the upcoming Think and Grow Rich Summit in Del Mar, California, in late April. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since age 5. That's 44 years now. And in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced and been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1" due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone, which I had to take to fight my arthritis. You can find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, TALL.com. And my guest today is the amazing Colin Gilmartin. And I met Colin last year in 2012 as part of the Napoleon Hill Leader Certification trip to Ireland, an amazing man who's making a big difference in the lives of young people. Colin, tell us a little bit about yourself as a you do your own description and bio today. Tell us what you're doing and what had brought you to Ireland and then what you've been doing since then.
Well, thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate it. This is a great opportunity, and it was such a pleasure to meet you in Ireland at the Napoleon Hill Leader Certification. It was the capstone class, I believe. And so many great people telling their stories about how they got into, you know, what it is that they're doing, why they love to make a difference. And I was just happy to be a part of that group. What I do is kids that inspire kids for, you know, I don't want to say for a living, but it's a passion. Right? So Someone told me a long time ago that if you do what you love to do for work and you find a way to, you know, to support yourself at that, you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm truly blessed to be able to work with as many young people and their families as possible. And, you know, really since that time that I saw you, I finished this book called Dream Training. And I feel that it's really exciting, man. It's just the opportunity to inspire a generation of kids to be able to, you know, focus in on what they want to do, right? Focus in on something that means something to them and be able to provide a blueprint for them to work through these things, this life here that we have, and then to be able to do something great with it.
Amazing, amazing. And yesterday I interviewed Dr. Molly Marty. She's an executive director of a project called the Community Resiliency Project because 3 young people committed suicide within 6 months in their small town. And so we know that young people have these challenging thoughts and ideas and self-image. And so if we can work with those people, one of her suggestions was find 3 mentors outside of your family to work with to help you achieve your goals and your dreams and your purpose. And this is an amazing thing, this dream training, this book you have, and the work you do. Those young people are so at risk. And if you change them, Colin, as you know, you could change their wife, their kids, their parents, the whole sphere of influence. And now, Colin, how you got to this, you can talk a lot about the learning from adversity success principle of Napoleon Hill's. It's not one of the more glamorous principles. It's one of the ones I talk about. I wish I had a different topic that my life focused on. But how did you get to the point where you're able to work with youth and help change their lives for the better so that they can do the same for other youth?
Well, that's a great question, Tom. The only way we can talk about the adversity and defeats is by looking backwards and seeing the orderliness of the issues that I certainly ran into, right? Whether they were man-made in my case or nature-made in your case. But we can look back. Yeah. I look back and say, man, I'm not going to let the trouble that I had growing up. You talked about the importance of mentors, and you know, certainly chapter 3 in my book is on inspirational advisors, right? Every young kid needs someone outside the family, you know, to be able to give the proper information, right? The accurate thinking.
Exactly.
So, I mean, for me, I had a lot of trouble growing up. Poor self-esteem led to me just, I don't know if it was just not caring or not really understanding how nature worked or not really positioning myself to maximize my talents. And had someone been able to be involved and guide me or with a little bit more structure out of the family, I know for myself that's what I think would have made a massive difference. And I look at this book here, Dream Training, as a way for young kids to look outside the family to be able to get the right amount of information so that they can build their house of opportunity going forward. So I basically said, with all the trouble that I've been through, I want to be able to put something together. I want to be able to show these kids that they don't have to go through the pain, the agony, the sorrow that I did as a young person to be able to get to where I realize some things now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
amazing. And it's so true, Colin, because you use examples to these young people, modern professionals, athletes, the rock stars, teachers, philosophers, you know, all kinds of people that move humanity. And when you share those, and all of those people, including you, Colin, had tough times. All we know about them now is that they're famous and are wealthy.
Yeah.
And are changing the world. But when you get into learning those stories and you have an adult in front of you who is kind of bearing his soul and admitting that, I made mistakes. If you can do that with a youth and open yourself up like that as an adult to them and they trust you, they'll open themselves up to you. And that's when you can get in and explore what is your goal, what is your dream, what is your definite purpose, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, 100%. And I think I live in New Orleans, the most fun city in the world. And I pull up an article this morning that says Louisiana is the world's prison capital. Okay? Now, we're talking about young kids, but I see something. If I want to look 20 years into the future and I can see how this book makes a massive impact on humanity, right? How many people does it take, Tom, to change your life? Well, I know for me, it only takes one person to be able to do that. And that's the beauty of something, of a project that thinks globally but acts on an individual basis, right? If they can grab any one reading through this book and they'll be better prepared for life, that's a fact, right? We know that because we've seen the people that have come before us be able to tell us that. People like Napoleon Hill, Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison. I mean, these people had very, very little schooling, right? And they were able to master the qualities that took them from their poverty, their ignorance, and worked them through to enviable positions in the world. And I know that who needs that today, right? All young people, young and old for that matter. So it's an exciting time right now.
Exactly. Now, Colin, I hear maybe some young people, they might say, well, who are that Napoleon Hill and Norman Vincent Peale and Dale Carnegie? Those are old geezers, and they're all dead. But when you read, I read recently an article about Dr. Dre having read Think and Grow Rich a long time ago. And when I come across these various stories of people that are famous that have read Think and Grow Rich, you think, okay, yes, it's old wisdom. It's time-tested. There's nothing really new. They are old dudes and they're dead, but the advice they give can really change your life, and it's not anything you'll ever get in school, right?
Yeah. Well, and it, what's nice is I figured, well, how many young people really will be able to understand who Henry Ford is unless they're looking at the back of someone's automobile. But if it doesn't take but observation, right? Russell Conwell says in his great book Acres of Diamonds, you don't need to search out the world for your opportunities. They're right where you stand. So that's kind of where I started with this book. I said, who's the one person in this city here that young kids can identify with, right, through all these lessons? And that was Drew Brees. So, you know, going through his book and being able to say, look at the tough times, look at the good times, look at the adversity that he felt, that he faced, and how does this apply to this philosophy, and then how can a young person really understand it and grasp it? So that was the start. And certainly the modern examples, well, they're just in a long line of people that have taken control of their mind, embraced it, and used it.
Exactly, so, and we know that that's the principle behind almost all of Napoleon Hill's works. The book starts Think and Grow Rich with thoughts are things. And so when you change that mindset and you change that thinking, you're really, really impacting them. And so now this Dream Training book is out, and it's available for young people. Now, I also know, Colin, that you work a fair bit. You combine your love of youth, and you do some soccer coaching as well, and you can combine sports with the Napoleon Hill principles. If I recall, you had an amazing video in Ireland as part of your presentation with some young kids. What were they saying? And tell us about that work that you do as well.
Well, I looked at the young kids, and I tried to put myself there. Right? What would I need if I was 8, 9, 10 years old, 11 years old, to be able to put me on a path to chase my dream again? You know what I'm saying? So we would be reading this affirmation, and it's not the exact affirmation of the video that I showed, but I was coaching a group of 11-year-old girls probably about 9-10 months ago now, and we would read this affirmation before water breaks, after water breaks, during our rest times, and it would go like this: I am a strong, confident, and powerful woman. I need these qualities to be the best soccer player and human being I can be. I believe in myself, and I will permit no one to interfere with the achievement of my dreams. Whatever my mind can conceive and believe, my mind can achieve. And so every one of these young girls would read this affirmation. It's a powerful affirmation and declaration, because it tells exactly what it is they want. And I just saw amazing changes just with that reading of it every training session that we would come to. There was one girl who didn't read, right? She was a little bit dyslexic, and she was didn't have the confidence. And the last day of training, Tom, she'd come to me, and she looked me in the eyes, and she says, Coach, I want to read today. And I was blown away.
Wow.
Because it wasn't just about the soccer anymore. It was about making an impact with a young kid and inspiring them to be able to take the step forward. Right? Because you know, and I know, when we're living in fear, I don't make any moves, and I'm actually regressing and going backwards. So to see the look in this girl's eye that she was determined to be able to read this affirmation in front of her teammates, she wasn't scared. Or maybe she was a little bit nervous, but she was going to push through this. She was going to face her fears that day. And it was such a strong conviction for me that said to me, yes, it's sports. Yes, it's young kids, but this is a massive, this is a big deal.
It is a huge deal, and can you imagine that? And so now with the kind of the process you use, you can go find some famous people who are dyslexic and who work around, struggled, challenges with that and all those things, and then you can really relate to that person. And so for someone to open up like that, as you said, probably there's fear. I'm always nervous just hearing the story, so probably that girl had to overcome some fear to talk to you about that and say that. And as you know, if you start someone on reading and wanting to read, that could change their life 360 degrees for the rest of their life and their children's lives and their grandchildren's lives.
Well, in the community and the world that we live in. And so it's been a powerful journey so far, and it just showed me that while I'm coaching soccer and I'm making a difference with the young kids, it's really going to expand now, because I feel that if you put me in front of, or you put this book in front of any young person that wants to get something, that has an open mind and a willingness, that they're going to look at this thing and they're going to change their lives. And we're talking about a young kid, right, this 8 to 14-year-old age range. And this is a chance where if you teach a young person some sort of skill or awareness, they get it. And when they get it, they have it for life, and it's locked in. And so that's really the most encouraging part about this whole book and the whole process, Tom, is to be able to see how you can make a lasting impact for years to come with this approach.
Amen. And this is what I've even started really focusing and talking about, is your legacy. What are you going to do throughout your whole life, long life, that's going to make an impact on the world? Now, Colin, when I see sometimes when I see these domain names, I think, oh, I wish I had got that domain name. And you have an amazing one. You have universityofgreatness.com. Like, oh! And so I guess people can buy Dream Training through there. But as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, I should have thought of that one. universityofgreatness.com. That should be like a world-famous website name. And it will be soon. And so people can buy the book there, right? But as well as at Amazon?
It's in the process of being up on Amazon, but you can certainly get it at universityofgreatness.com.
Hey, listeners, just as a favor here, Colin makes more money, which then he can pour into what he's doing, if you buy it off of University of Greatness, and it rewards him for such an amazing domain name. So go to universityofgreatness.com and buy it, and if you have to, go to Amazon.com and buy it, Dream Training. And so there's also some besides the Napoleon Hills, the Dale Carnegies, Norman Vincent Peale, some of these classic thinkers. You also did a lot of research for this book. Tell us about some of that as well, because it's great to have these principles, but you want to be up to date on the research and the insights behind those time-tested principles.
Well, absolutely. Napoleon Hill studied what made people successful. He was actually commissioned by Andrew Carnegie in 1906 to study the really great around the time that he was living, and probably going back a little bit farther, probably into, you know, to the beginning parts of this country. And he came up with 16 lessons in his original book called The Law of Success. And for me, that's where I really wanted to go. I wanted to know what Napoleon Hill knew, and who he was studying, and why. And there was so much great research in there. It took him 20 years to be able to put this document together. And I figured that I wanted to take his original work and be able to modify that so that a young person can understand it, number one, that I have to start with a purpose. And for a young kid, it's about a dream. You know, it's about having fun, and it's about learning. It's about taking ownership of their own learning, is what I see now. And, you know, taking the modern stars today, guys like Drew Brees, LeBron James, Lionel Messi, Hope Solo, my favorite rock band, Avenged Sevenfold, Mark Cuban and Richard Branson. I figured we could cover 99% of humanity would at least know something about one of these seven people, right? And then to be able to give their life story. Yeah, maybe. I wanted to be able to give the young kids a shot here. Because, you know, I remember growing up and I'm saying, well, if I don't know this person, it's not real to me unless I see it and I believe it, right? And unless I can conceive it, right, I'm not going to believe it, and I'm certainly not going to achieve it. So taking these people's life lessons, applying it to a philosophy that we know works, right? Starting with a dream, developing self-confidence, surrounding yourself with people, inspirational advisors that can help you, tapping into the soul power of the universe, right? The universal principles that we're all governed by, and then being able to build self-control and a positive mental attitude, initiative and leadership, and all the other qualities that go into this is truly amazing. I mean, it's really a world-class education is what we're talking about here. Would you agree?
Hey, Colin. Hey, Colin. Hello? Hey, Colin. Colin?
Hello?
Hey, sorry about that. Everybody broke one of my major rules there. I was doing this on my cell phone and crappy cell phone cut off.
Well, it could be. We're having some major storms down here in the south. So I don't know. I don't know where
we're at. Did you do some kind of song and dance act or tell any kind of jokes while I was off the air? Anything I should be aware of?
I don't think so. I hope not. Not anything that I don't normally do.
Excellent. Colin, I was asking you about when you put these right set of tools, including the thinking behind these young people. They develop self-respect, which helps them develop drive. And I see so many youth these days and young people, they have no drive, they have no goals, they don't do anything that makes themselves better or contributes to the world. And with the work you're doing and you instill these success principles and self-image, this is what's going to help kids do something with their lives rather than watch people do things with their lives, right?
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Hill says this. He doesn't know any lazy people. He just knows people that have yet to find their purpose or find something that they really love to do. So that's the approach with young kids. I hear what you're saying is a sentiment that's been passed around to me as well, and while that may be true, I'm prepared to be able to look at a young kid and find what it is that they love to do. And I think that, you know, a young kid, they want to be active. They want to learn. They really do want to learn. And so now it's the responsibility on me to be able to find the right way.
Hello? Hello? Hey, Colin. Hello, everyone. Hopefully you can still hear me. I think Colin's dropped off, according to Blog Talk Radio. It wasn't my cell phone. So let's resume this another day.